proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session. We continue with our series on the war against Gog and Magog, as described in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39. Again, this conflict will take place during the latter days, after God has brought the Jewish people back to their homeland. God allowed Gog and his allies to invade Israel for a specific purpose, namely to allow God to glorify himself through their defeat. In Ezekiel 38, God manifested his promise to wreak vengeance against Gog. He said, quote, "It shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face," unquote. The divine judgments will take several forms. God declared, quote, "Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake in my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground." The Hebrew word ra'ash, translated as shaking, seems to denote those things that might transpire during, say, a seismic event, such as an earthquake. Some Bible students have interpreted God's statement in Ezekiel 38 as an extended metaphor, in which he described the Israelites' fear resulting from such an aggressive coalition coming to fight against them. However, it appears more likely that the idea of shaking applied to the fright that Israel's enemies will experience once they behold God himself fighting on behalf of his covenant people. God added in Ezekiel 38 that, quote, "I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother," unquote. This exclamation implied that God would cause divisions to arise among the members of this confederacy which Gog led. A similar circumstance actually occurred, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when the Edomites, the Moabites, and the Ammonites had united forces against King Jehoshaphat of Judah. God caused these nations' armies to turn against one another. The Edomites and the Moabites eliminated the Ammonites. Then they turned against each other, just as the Levite Jehaziel had prophesied beforehand. God will deploy other weapons against Gog and his allies. He said, quote, "I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands, and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone," unquote. This scene portrayed in Ezekiel chapter 38 resembled God's judgment against Tyre, an event Ezekiel described in the 28th chapter of his book, where God said there, quote, "I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her at every side," unquote. God will deliver the Jewish nation from Gog and his coalition, just as God delivered the nation of Israel from a coalition of the Syrians and their allies. Why will God do this? He wants the inhabitants of the world to acknowledge him and him alone as the true God. God will teach the human race through the judgments on Gog and his allies. God will teach the human race that, quote, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man," unquote. The protector of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep when Gog and his allies come calling. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.